You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Overstating it to call this a problem. It's more of an irritation. And Cherie wants to know if she is alone. So we have opened the phones right now because, you know, fun Friday. We like BSing on the phone as much as we can, especially on Fridays. But Cherie wrote in and she said, quick question. If you get a birthday card from someone and they've signed someone else's name along with theirs, how do you feel about that? She says, I got a birthday card from some good friends of mine, but she was the one who wrote the message inside, and then she signed her name and her husband's name. And I'm thinking, could the husband not just take 2 seconds to write a quick anything and then sign his own name? It makes me think he didn't even know about it. And even if he did, he couldn't be bothered to write his own name.
Jeez, harsh.
She says, does this irritate anyone else or is it just me?
Oh, I guarantee you it's not just you at all. But there is another option because this happens in our house quite a bit where Nick Nack will be sending a card out or we're going to a birthday or something and she writes a little something in there, signs my, you know, her name. And then she lets me know that the card is available to be signed. And I just say, you know what? Go ahead and sign for me because you have better handwriting. Mm. So she will just sign, you know, Jeremy and Nicole in the card. And I'm completely fine with that. It doesn't mean I don't know about the card or I don't give a crap. I'm just concerned that you can read the names in it properly.
I know, but if you just sign your name, it doesn't. If she has signed Nicole, from process of elimination, they will figure out that it's your name.
To me, it just looks better. If there's something written in there, and then Jeremy and Nicole all in the same handwriting, it looks beautiful. To me, if I open up a card and if, you know, say it was coming from my family and there was just Jeremy, I just signed Jeremy in there. I'm like, well, that person didn't care at all because all they did is walk over, sign their name, and walk off. It looks worse that way to me.
I think it looks better.
Really?
I'm an everybody sign person. It's just one of those things that's like, all you're doing is giving that person at least 2 seconds of your life. That's like the bare minimum investment.
But it's the dumb, you're Jeremy. Okay, I put my name.
I know, but
I put my
still,
name on a piece of cardboard.
It's still, I mean, it's a signature. It's like an autograph. It's like an endorsement of the, you know, we all agree because you know that you're aware of the card, but the person on the receiving end, they don't know if you knew about it. They have no idea.
But does it matter?
We just have your word right now.
Does it matter?
Oh, I knew about it.
Does it matter? They're still getting a beautiful card. Somebody was thinking about them. Somebody did write in it. So who cares? I'll tell you, my handwriting is so bad. It's gone just to hell. I got a card and a bottle of wine for Steve Marshall because he just got married, and I left it on his desk the other day because he wasn't here, which is weird, which is really weird. And so I left for the day, and I got a text about 3 hours later, and he said, is this from you? He's like, I've asked around the office about 4 different people if they could read this card, and we pretty much deciphered that this looks like a J at the beginning of his name, and you're the only J name that works here. That's how bad it is. So I should have had Nicole sign that card for me and put it on his desk. So sometimes you just know. You just know that somebody's not going to be able to read it. So have somebody
with good
handwriting.
Well, I'll tell you who feels like crap right now is Josh, because he's a J that works here.
And oh,
now,
that's right!
Steve Marshall's not even aware.
I didn't even think about
Josh. I picked up on that right away.
I didn't, because he texted me. He's like, I think you're the only J that works here.
So let's go right to the phones. We're going to get through every call if we can. Here's Jennifer to start things off. Jennifer, are you on Cherie's side, or what do you think?
I'm on the opposite side of this one. I just think it's in the no big deal camp. People are busy these days. Households delegate different duties. You got the card. That was really nice. To be honest, I kind of even wonder about the card sometimes. Like, let's send text messages. Let's do things like that. Like, the whole process of writing out a card is, you know, dedication in and of itself. So, yeah, no big deal. Just be happy.
I'm going to have to get off the Jennifer train on this one. I am big, big, big on cards over text messages for important events. And I like that, but I see what you're saying about, is it that big of a deal for Cherie to get worked up over?
At least she did get the card. At least somebody was thinking about her.
She got the card that's going to end up in the landfill, right, Jennifer?
Well, there is that aspect of it. And I know people like the cards, but, you know, for me, just the thought that counts, right?
I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. Have a great weekend. We appreciate that. Here's Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what do you think?
Oh.
Okay. What?
Oh,
is he there? Okay. Look, hey, Josh, can you get with Jeremiah and get him straightened out on the sound there? I don't know if he's got his window rolled down or what the deal is. We'll come back to Jeremiah. Danny Marie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's kind of ridiculous.
Which way?
You save cards anyway.
Well,
it's not about saving them.
We're talking about signing them.
Right. But if you get a card, you should be thankful, you know, and grateful that you even got one. And in 2 weeks when you throw it away, is it really going to mean anything?
There is that.
Is that the proper amount of time?
Is it 2 weeks that you need to hold? Isn't there like a designated time frame?
I think that was an entire Seinfeld episode with how long do you hold on to the card.
Yeah, I think I'm about a two-weeker. Then it's going in the shredder.
That's right. You shred
I will shred
cards.
The cards. I do.
Danny Marie, thank you for that call. Did we get Jeremiah in a good spot? Jeremiah, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, bud. What's your
Better
thoughts?
Now. So what do you think about Cherie? Is she kind of out of bounds here, or do you agree with her?
Well, like I said earlier, I think it's circumstantial. I think, you know, with my girlfriend, sometimes she's not able to sign it because she's at work and I'm going to the birthday party or giving the card and she's not able to sign it. So I think there's probably
a lot of that
out there.
That's a good
point.
Well,
maybe, listen, thank you for that call. But basically what you're saying is, hi, this is very last minute. We didn't put any thought into this in advance.
But it still shows that it's from both of you.
We didn't buy the card 36 hours
in
advance.
You're still getting the card.
I stopped at the store on the way to your party and got a card.
Would it make any difference based on the event? Like, I feel like you could sign for the other person if it's a birthday card.
Okay.
But if it's like a sympathy card, that is probably where you need to get each individual person to sign, I would think. Mother's Day cards, I mean, I would be all right if Nick Neck, well, she has multiple times filled out like a Father's Day card for us, and we've given it to my dad. That's probably fine.
You
I think it's just all about the sympathy card.
It's your way. Whoa, stop the bus.
Yeah.
We got Patrick and Kay on the line. It's your father.
Yeah.
And Nicole is the one who has to write.
And she would write in it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Again, it's better penmanship.
It's penmanship, my butt.
It is.
Kay, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, Kay.
So what do you think? Is Cherie, should she be irritated or not?
No, it's a bit ridiculous. I'm 48 and I have not received any cards, not Christmas, not birthdays since I was 18.
You haven't received a single card?
No, we just don't do that in my family. We call, you know, we text, we just, you know.
I want to send you a card, Kay.
I'm sending you a card for sure.
Let's send
you a card from Georgia.
Let's, when we're done with you, we're going to put you on hold. Josh is going to get your address, and we're going to each send you a card.
Oh, you guys are great.
The thing is with mine, though, I'm going to have my wife fill it out, okay?
Yeah, Jeremy, his wife will write it.
I'll cuss you out for that. No.
Did you hear how excited you were when you found out you were going to get a card?
Be grateful, you know?
You're poo-pooing it, and then on the other hand, when we're going to send you one, you're like,
I'm going to try to find you the most ridiculous, absurd card, congratulations on your circumcision or something.
Yeah, bar mitzvah.
And send it to you.
Something. We're going to send you ridiculous cards, but listen, give Josh all of your pertinent information and have him repeat it back to you so that we can send you cards, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere. We're serious.
Here's Patrick. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
We're good.
What are you saying to Cherie?
It's funny because I agreed with everybody else at first that it didn't really matter. But while on hold, I've been thinking about, you know, we've done birthday cards where we have the kids sign and everybody, you know, shows that they're part of it and they're thinking of the person. And, you know, it does make a little bit of a difference.
But are they all truly thinking of that person? Or did your wife just say, come over here and sign this card real quick? You sign your name and walk away.
But it's at least there's nothing
heartfelt about it.
But it's one step up over not caring at all.
Yeah, you might not care doing it, but it might show something to the person receiving it.
I guess they don't know on the other end that you just walked by. Yeah.
You know, the disconnect that we have made with our texting and blah, 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 blah. We now fight for excuses of why we don't want a personal connection with people. We now scramble.
But the texting isn't a disconnect. That's an immediate connection. Boom. I'm thinking of you right now, and here's a message.
Yeah.
That's
instant. Could it be any cheaper or easier or, like, it's all about me? This is easier for me.
Well, you
got to
add in an emoji or a GIF thing in there to really...
Sending somebody a text is the easiest way out. So, really, what your announcement is for their birthday is, I'm going to do what's easiest for me.
Well, it's the most environmentally friendly, I would think.
See, I told you, we scramble for excuses, Patrick. We scramble for any... you can't read my writing. It's environmentally friendly. It's basically, this is just easier for me to
Patrick,
do.
I do have a question for you, though, since you all are signing your cards in your house. I have a question for you. Do you have a dog in your house? I don't think you can hear
me. Okay, I think we lost him.
Anyway,
I see where you're going.
Am I the only one?
Ask the question. Ask it.
Who
do
gets
it.
Super weirded out when your wife adds or you add in the dog's name on the card, and then you got to draw the little paw print. Am I the only one that finds that so annoying?
I will say, I
like
have
the
never
dog
once,
participated in this somehow.
I have never signed Niles's name to anything.
And it's a law. Like, if you put your pet's name in there, you got to draw the little paw.
Or the little emoji thing of a cat face
little
or
cat
whatever.
Face. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's funny.
Oh, look at this, honey. The dog was thinking of us.
8 bazillion text messages. We're going to try to get back to everybody if we can. If you don't hear back from us or if you get kind of a cut and paste reply, it's just because we're trying to...
Oh, we're so busy.
Man, that's just... Look, it is...
No, we got a ton.
This is over 100 text
we
messages.
We have a ton,
just
so you guys are
this.
We're passionate about the cards.
Madeline says, I do put my dog's paw print on.
Well, all these big talkers, why don't you send Dom and Jeremy a thank you card? Our address is on the website, mix100.com. I expect some thank you cards arriving next week.
Yeah, we're on Colorado Boulevard.
Thank you for the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
Slip a fiver in there while you're at it.